You know, I was seeing the news with Adam Levine and just seeing another celebrity getting caught with the hand in the cookie jar. And it just makes me smile because this shit's going to keep going. It's been happening before me, and it's going to keep going way long after me, right? As far as people that are in the spotlight, celebrities, happily married guy, love his music, Maroon 5, and and all these girls come out. Once one comes out nowadays, then everyone else gets the confidence to say me too, right? I was actually talking to somebody about this. You know, I kind of make random friends on social media. And I was talking to this girl, and, you know, she was talking about how she likes to be ravaged and thrown around. I'm like, eh, you know, we don't do that around these parks because of me too, because I've always been that way. But I was explaining to her, and it made total sense, is that when you're a big guy like me and you're hanging out with a girl, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt if you ravage her, because you're bigger than the cops. You're bigger than security. So, of course, you know, when they see you, it's just a negative. You have to be mindful of who you are, right? If I was 5'8", yeah, sure. You know, but I think I'm not going to get the benefit of the doubt if I'm spanking a girl and all of a sudden she flips a switch and says, hey, this fucking guy fucking hit me. They're going to look at me like, look at this big dumb fuck. Of course he's going to do it, right? But I don't know why I just veer left on that. But Adam Levine, man, it was just interesting to see that one girl came out and she allegedly said they cheated and that he was asking her to name their new kid coming up. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, it's not a shocker to me that these hot girls, because it's a two-way street, isn't it? That and that's the part that when I remember I used to say this all the time about, you know, talk to women. It's like men don't become attractive until they're in a relationship with somebody. It never fails. Like it always, to me, when I'm in a relationship, there are women that are just kind of like rattling the hornet's nest sort of way. Like they're just like playing around with the idea of like talking to you and flirting with you. Women are very complicated in that way. Like that's a complicated species. I feel bad for my daughter, like having to figure out the reason why all this shit happens, whereas a guy, we're just kind of straight to the point and very simple. You know, like we're driven by ego, we're driven by pride, and whatever that looks like, that's what it comes down to. You know, with women, it's just all over the place. But anyway, but I guess what I was saying was this whole deal with seeing Adam Levine being exposed for flirting, and he comes out and says, look, I didn't cheat, but I crossed the line. And I get it. I get it, because could you, like, as a guy, regular guy, Joe Blow like me, that nobody listens to, that nobody pays attention to, if I'm in a relationship, if I start posting pictures of being with a girl, then for whatever reason, you start getting more attention. Never fails. That's why there's guys out there, they just kind of call it a day, meaning that they're not around anybody, they're not doing anything, because I believe they understand that, look, I'm already done. The frenzy's going to happen, meaning these girls are going to start coming at me. I'm just going to get the fuck out of the way. You know, like I already, and then there's other guys that are just still thinking, going about their business like they regularly do. And these girls are, you know, coming at you harder than ever before. And the girls are like, well, that happens to us all the time. Exactly. It doesn't happen to us guys all the time. Well, in Adam Levine's case, it probably happens all the time. But it was funny just reading some of the text messages, and the girls are like, aren't you married? But yeah, bitch, you're still talking to him. Like, you're still talking to him. So if you already know he's married and you don't date married men or you don't fuck with married men, why are you messaging him? All right? It's a two-way street. But nevertheless, us guys, we're stupid. You know, little head thinks more than the big head, right? And he's just enjoying life. He's enjoying the idea of flirting. He's enjoying the idea of talking to girls and telling them how hot they are and all this and that. I mean, Jesus. You know, my initial response to all of that was, hey, at least he's getting a response back. At least the girls are responding back to him. You know, like, you know, you try to get a guy like me to go ahead and, Yeah, they're not answering. They're blocking me. It's like, who the fuck is this dork? Oh, he's a big ugly guy. No fucking way. No fucking way. Block. Creep. You know? But it's fascinating to me that that dynamic would always keep going on. It's that us men, certain men that enjoy variety, because obviously for me, I think that's what it is. It's that the party's still in him. That's what I call it. When a guy still has to party in him, like when he's 28, 29, 30, and he loves to party, go out, but he found a girl, it's like, man, you know, like, I don't want to lose this girl. This is the girl I want to build with, but man, I still got that party in me. Next thing you know, they're still going out with their friends. You know, they come home, but then they start slowing down once they have kids. That doesn't mean they still won't party. They just party differently. They're more calculated. They're more, because again, the thing that happens is for us guys is that when we are with somebody committed, people come out the woodworks. Like right now, I don't have anybody coming through. Anybody, nobody. It's like, it's a ghost town. But sure enough, when I was talking to somebody, when I was in a relationship, yeah, they're reaching out. Like, what's shaking? What you doing? Like, they're checking a post of like, if you're single or not. It's weird, man. Like, just ladies are, and of course, us dummies, we're like, we follow it. Hey, you know, what can you say? I mean, we're not built perfectly, and it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, I was watching also Khloe Kardashian. Poor Khloe. And this is the other side of the spectrum, right? Of like, when I see women, this is what I see all the time. Khloe Kardashian was having a second kid with Tristan Thompson, which is a guy that has basically been fucking left and right other women and dating other women without giving a flying fuck, because he knows that he has her hypnotized. And I understand that. There's sometimes guys, unfortunately, this is what happens. There's a certain percentage of guys that when they realize they have you, when they realize that you are, no matter what, you're gonna, no matter what they do, they're still like, they're still in the game with you. They're gonna treat you like shit. Like, there's some men that are narcissistic like that because their ego is so bad like that. I remember this girl, one of my friends that I'm no longer friends with. She would just take so much shit from this guy left and right. He would cheat on her multiple times. And she will always go back to him. Always go back to him. And it never stopped. And she just liked the toxicity. She loved the challenge. I mean, I don't know. There's just women that are wired that way, that once they're committed to a guy, it doesn't matter what they do, they're still going to hold out hope and hope he comes back. But in the process of holding on, they're just getting pillaged. They're getting, everything is taken from them. They're not financially, but just emotionally, spiritually, like, they're being drained. And then by the time they're done, guess what? They're next to the next person. When they finally decide to move on, they're so fucking drained and depleted from all their good stuff that they're not able to give that to the next person. Or they're too worried or too traumatized from the Tristan Thompson experience to be able to be the woman they wanted to be, or they would have been to that prior guy. And I see that all the time. It's a shame, because one man bucks it up for everybody. Like, one man can really destroy that woman to the point where she's never going to be found ever again. I've seen this so many times where, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't change or they should be the same, right? I mean, you should be able to learn, but the ability to give love, and it shouldn't be as protected. You know, I think that's one of the things for me is, I always get this from everyone, like, well, you know, I try to love unconditionally. I realized that about myself, is that I try to love to close to as conditional as I possibly can, but it has to be matched. It's not something that I'm just going to give to you and then you're sitting here having all these conditions on it. Like, once I love you, I'm in. Like, once I'm in, I'm in. But if you're not matching me with that effort, if you're not matching with me with that same level of quote unquote unconditional love, then yeah, I'm not going to go in on it. I was talking to somebody about this. They were trying to talk to me, and they're trying to tell me, like, look, basically they're a dom. I don't know if you're into that world of 50 Shades of Grey, but they're like a woman, but they're dominant, and they're looking for a boyfriend, but they want that boyfriend to be exclusively to them. They can go ahead and fuck other guys, and this is the weird thing about it. This is what I've run into. It's that there's women out there now that when you have conversations with them, and let's just say you tell them, hey, I'm non-monogamous. Like I don't want to be restricted to just being with one person. And I'm open to polyamory. I'm whatever it is. But if it involves other women, there's women out there that say no. Like no fucking way. It has to be I'm the only woman. But you can fuck other guys. I remember this one girl. Oh man, she was so awesome. She was real cool. Jersey, big tits, real cool, and we got along and all that. Like Spanish chick, big tits, man. Like I mean, a set of D tits on her. Teeth are okay, but nothing the braces couldn't fix, right? But but she was awesome. Personality was great and all that. And I remember her telling her, like, listen, this is my deal. Like I don't prescribe to the idea of just being exclusive one person. Like I'm just a little bit out there with that. Like I don't like to, meaning that I don't want to go through what Adam Levine is going through, because I know how women are. Like I know how women can be when you're in a relationship. And I was telling her this, and I'm like, you know, I'm cool. And then she goes, listen, I have no problem if you want to do that with other dudes. I'm like, no, I kind of want to do that with other women. It's like, well, I can't handle that. Like the idea of me being with other women, it drives other women nuts. Like I always tell this to women, like whenever they're open-minded, they for whatever reason, they get territorial with me. I have no fucking reason why, but it's like this, no, you're not going to do this with anybody. And I'm like, dude, I'm 45 years old, right? Like I'm not going to live till I'm 90. I don't have 45 more years on this planet, especially not 45 years of quality, right? I'm going to be like in a wheelchair. I'm going to be fucking like, you know, I'm going to be fucking harassed and punched by staff workers, you know? Like, this is going to happen. I'm going to be in a nursing home with an old fucking guy, with a guy just punching me and shit, just doing evil things to me and nobody knows. That's just the way shit goes. That's the karma I'm going to be working through at the end, right? But my whole point is that women are just so territorial, the ones that I run into anyway. And it's a very fascinating thing that they're willing to allow you to play with other men, but not with women. And I'm like, I mean, that's not going to work, you know, but hey, I get it. But you got to understand that it's not a double standards, right? So this lady was like telling me about that, just the dominating. And I'm like, look, she basically just wants to slay because she gave her all to this prior guy that just pillaged through her. And because of that, she's like, I'm never going to deal with being that to a man ever again. And she was saying, I want to treat a man like shit and him earn the way I love. And I was telling her, listen, I understand that totally. But I'm not just going to sit there and wait for you, you know, kind of give my all to you to decide if you want to give me it in return. And maybe that's where my condition is, you know, because I was telling her, look, you're asking me to jump off the plane first and see if I land. Then you think about maybe going after me. Whereas I'm saying, no, let's both jump at the same time. I'm like, look, I want to have somebody that goes in with the crazy, no holds barred, just like I am. Like if you commit it, I'm committed. Let's go all in. Let's deal with each other's crazy. But at the end of the day, we're there for each other no matter what. No matter what I do, no matter what you do, we're there for each other no matter what. Right? But that's not, you know, that's not the reality of people, because when you get at the stage, people are so damaged. People are not embracing their truth. And they're dealing with that trauma that, in a way, is impacting the future relationships. And I'm not saying that my prior trauma doesn't impact future relationships, because what it is for me now, the way I handle it is I let you know up front who I am, what I'm all about, what my expectations are of or how I want to be in a commitment. And then it's up to you to take it or leave it. You're not going to find out 6 months later. You're not going to find out a year later. You're not going to find out at some other point in time. You're going to find out in the very beginning. I'm not going to hide shit from you. And unfortunately, that level of transparency is something that while people do appreciate it, in the context of dating, it's too much overload. It's too much because they don't trust you. So when you're saying these things, they're already thinking of worst case scenario. They're already thinking of things that can happen. And I'm like, yo, like I'm just telling you how I am. I'm not gonna run and ravage and pillage you. Trust me, I'm doing fine by myself. But I want to be able to free and be myself. Be able to talk shit like I do, and you not get your feelings hurt. Being able to, and I'll take your shit back, and I can laugh about it and have a good time, right? But it's different for everybody. But when I see all these dynamics, celebrities in a way expose what average people deal with. That's what I love about the pop culture is that they're just humans like us. Yeah, they deal with hotter people. Yeah, they deal with more abundance of it. But at the end, it exposes what we are as humans, right? It's like, not saying that there aren't people that are very conservative and can be aligned in the traditional way of a man is, wants to be one woman, and one woman wants to be with a man, they want to live together, and they're together and happily ever after. There's shit like that going on all the time. But it's just for the people that are more untraditional. Because I think that with life, and I'll leave with this, I think people try to make life binary, right? Like it's like you're either this or you're that. You either sing, whatever it is, right? And I'll probably do another podcast about this. But it's the reality that there's a spectrum. It's like if I want to be with you, I could be with you, but there may be other things that I may want to enjoy. And hopefully you're okay in trusting that our bond is strong enough or that it's not going anywhere for me to kind of fulfill these other things that I want to experience. Not an intimacy, but whatever it is, right? It's like Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady wants to keep playing football, but his wife is not supportive whatsoever. She moved out of the house. She dropped the passive aggressive message, You can tell he's frustrated. He's like, fuck, I just want to play football and be supported. But I got the wife at home saying, look, I'm going to leave your ass, right? The kids are probably like, okay, we're watching dad on football on Sundays, but it's just, she's just like, I've sacrificed so much. And it's like, but this is how he's been since day one, since you met him. But, it's just hard to have that understanding with people, not understanding the spectrum of who we are. And automatically, when people like me talk about this full spectrum of who I am, people, I guess, subconsciously go to the under end of it. They go to the worst case scenario. And I get it. Not saying you're wrong. Not saying that you don't have a right to think that way. But, like I always tell everyone, man, it's like you have to understand that every person that's in front of you, it's a different experience. There's generalizations that we can apply. But at the end, you have to understand that this person is a different journey, a different city, a different destination than you had in the past. And there's things that are going to be better. There's things that are not going to be as good as the past. But you have to embrace it all and love it and make the best of it. This ain't in my body.